Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. He joined us every Thursday at 3 through the Eagles season, which went as many weeks as possible. And here we are, Super Bowl champions, talking to Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer. Sheil, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Oh,
what up, Sheil?
As good as we could possibly be doing, man. You see that game on Sunday? You miss it? I don't know. Come on. It was great.
It's incredible. You go around town, you go to Wawa, everybody's got a smile on their face, everyone's got the gear on, and I have to remind the young kids that this is not normal for your team to win the Super Bowl twice in 8 years, so
yep.
Enjoy it.
So you, like many other people, almost all of us, predicted some sort of close game. Even if we had it as a 10-point win, most of us said, and we'll score a touchdown late, and that's how it would be a 10-point win. After seeing the game, do you look back at it at all and say, maybe I should have seen this coming, or still are you blown away about what happened?
Yeah, I'm pretty blown away just because of the history of it. When you look at Patrick Mahomes and his career, this had pretty much a defense had never done this to him. I believe it's the best defensive performance against Mahomes in his career. And just the teams he's quarterbacked, I mean, this was probably the worst loss of his career. You know, if you look at just the margin of victory, it was 18 points, but we all watched the game and know it was worse than that. And so it was just so rare for that Chiefs team to get blown out. And so even though we could have talked about it and said, hey, the Eagles have the more talented team, here's the way they roll to a victory, I still tend to give the quarterback and the coach the benefit of the doubt in that spot. And that's why I thought the Eagles would win. But I thought we were going to get a closer game.
So can I ask you a three-part Jalen Hurts question?
Let's do it.
Okay, because I perceive you're a down-the-middle guy, right? And you have the Jalen Hurts doubters, which I am was in that category. And then you have the huge fans. And I feel like you just call it as you see it. So the first part of the three-part question, would to my eyes, the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl were by far the two best games he played all year. Did you perceive that as well?
Yes, I agree with that. I think just watching it, watching the film of it, and then looking at you can look at the numbers and it backs that up, that he kind of rose to the occasion when the stakes were their highest, the two biggest games. Yeah, I would agree with that those were his two best games of the season.
Okay, so that's first part. Second part of the three-part question, would you also agree that there was nothing in that game, that in either of those games, that seemed out of character for them to do in the offense they have? He didn't throw the ball 35, 40 times. Like, it seemed like what they did was something they could replicate. Would you agree with that or no?
I agree with that, too. Yeah, they didn't have a bunch of wrinkles. It's not like they changed what they did. They kind of did what they've been doing. They just did it at a higher level. So, yes, I would agree with that as well.
Okay, so third and final part. A lot of people told me during the year when it said that they should throw the ball more, so on and so forth, that they don't need to, and they will when they need to. That doesn't calculate for me. So I can't figure out what was different in that they could accomplish it there, but they chose not to during the season. And I guess it's sort of this past season, but also looking forward to next year, do you think that the games we saw there, obviously they're not going to play as great as they played the last two games, but this is sort of a model for how they should look moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we know Jalen Hurts' strengths and weaknesses, I think, at this point, and I thought the Super Bowl and to maybe a lesser degree, the NFC Championship game was we saw him lean into his strengths and the team lean into his strengths more so than they did all season. You know, we were having conversations in the middle of the season saying, not necessarily why don't they throw the football more, but why aren't they pushing the ball downfield? I mean, from Jalen Hurts' first start, that has been his strength, is that he throws a beautiful deep ball. If you get a one-on-one on the outside, go ahead and take it. And I think there were times during the regular season, a big stretch of the regular season, where they said, if we're not 100% sure about it, let's not take the risk and let's not even attempt those plays. I mean, they had stretches where they just didn't push the ball downfield. But what do we see in this game? I mean, they took shots downfield. He threw it downfield beautifully. And so I think those are the things going forward that you could say this can be the foundation of the offense. Downfield passing, scrambling, and the run game, lean on the offensive line. Obviously, they just won the Super Bowl. I think that's the formula that can work.
Yeah, I look at the way he played, and I say it's on him. I think a lot of these play designs have been there all year. He doesn't throw the ball. He leaves the pocket early. He doesn't see things that are open. And therefore, the passing game isn't as effective, even though they're throwing the ball the same 25 times. There were games where he was only completing 12 of those passes, 13 of those passes. I just think he started to play better, Shield. I don't know if he felt more confident, if he's seeing the field better. I don't think the coaches were doing anything differently. I think a lot of it is, Jalen, can you identify what's going on here and get the ball out there with confidence? And that's why you would get receivers being frustrated. Because they're coming back and they're like, well, hold on, man. This play was open. That play was open. Why didn't we throw the ball there? And I just think for where only he knows what it was, he just felt more confident in those last couple of games. Maybe he saw the field better, right? Like, because in the Rams game, he kind of held on to the ball, right? Or was it the Packers game where he got sacked seven times?
It was the Rams game.
Yeah, it was one of those games, yeah. So he kind of held on. I think sometimes he's confident and he sees it and he just lets it go instinctually. And then there's times he gets in his own head where he is so averse to turning the ball over, or he feels there may be a negative play there and he would rather just either eat the ball or scramble around and run or make an off-script play. This passing game can be good if Jalen is playing with the confidence level he played with in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When I just said he's got defined strengths and weaknesses, I think the thing he can continue to work on is what you just mentioned, is, you know, not being afraid to cut it loose and be confident in it. You know, like you said, there were many times this season where you say he turned down a throw. And like you said, that's why A.J. Brown, that's why guys were frustrated at times, because they say the play worked. You know, we knew the coverage and we were open. And now the thing I don't know, Ike, is that Jalen Hurts? Or is that the coaching staff saying, Jalen, we've got an awesome defense. We've got an awesome running game. We're winning games like this. We like, you know, we don't have an issue with you being a little conservative with the passing game at times. Because this was the most, in the regular season, this was the most conservative version of Jalen Hurts we've seen in his career. And so it's not like this is something that he's been for 3, 4, 5 years since he came into the league where we said, oh, you know, he's not willing to make those throws to this degree where he's taking sacks at a high level and, like you said, throwing the football away. So I think it was a balance, you know, and I'll give Hurts credit because they did. I'm sure there was some conversation after 4 or 5 weeks that we need to prioritize not turning the football over everything else. I mean, I just don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
I feel like that had to be a conversation that took place. And he said, okay, if you think that's the way we win games, then that's what I'm going to do. And so, you know, we had all the conversations about the passing game, but guess what? They kept winning and they kept winning and they kept winning. And so I don't think there was that, you know, impetus for them to say in week 10, week 11, hey, let's change how we play, because they were winning a lot of football games. And then at the end, when they needed him, I mean, I can't emphasize enough how much he showed up when the stakes were at their highest, when it was something maybe they hadn't been consistent with all season long. The guy showed up on the biggest stage against an all-time defensive coordinator in Fags, and he made play after play after play downfield for this offense.
I think it's also fair to mention the two drastic differences in terms of turnovers. You know, last season and then through four games, he was turning it over more than anybody. And then they went the complete opposite way and said, don't take any chances. And I think maybe what we saw in the NFC Championship game and Super Bowl was his mind finding, and even coaching, finding the middle. You know, what is the middle between taking chances and taking too many chances?
I will say this, Shield and Spike. Not a lot of difficult throws in those two games.
No. But
yeah, they were safe, easy throws out there where only his guy can get the ball.
Sure. But there were even, and you said it when you're saying there were one-on-one shots that he was not taking in the middle of the season.
Earlier, sure.
So but it was great. And I hope, you know.
He has to carry that to next year.
We don't want another 400 touches for Saquon next year, right? I mean, like, we want this guy to be here for a couple of years. So, you know, Shield, looking ahead to next year, I'm going to give you four Eagles free agents, and I want you to rank them who you would want to keep, who priority one through four. Zach Bond, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Mekhi Becton.
Okay, I think Zach Bond is a pretty easy one for me because I look at the state of the roster and I look at what he meant to this defense and kind of the flexibility he allowed and what a great fit he was for the scheme. And you look at it, we don't know what N'Kobe Dean's going to be able to give them next year, and the other guys on the roster, you know, Oren Burks did a nice job filling in, but he's not Zach Bond. So he would be number one for me if I'm looking at it. The other guys you mentioned, now obviously price matters, but if you're just telling me, hey, you have the ability to bring them back, I think I would probably go Milton Williams, number two.
Wow.
You know, he could go Josh Sweat there, but I just think Milton Williams is only, what, 25, 26 years old, homegrown guy. You drafted him. And I feel like that interior pass rush is so important, having a guy next to Jalen Carter who can be effective. And so I would probably go him two. I would go Josh Sweat three. I think you can have a, you know, you could make a push for Josh Sweat to be number two, given kind of the state of your edge group. But I just think maybe Milton Williams, his best football is ahead of him more so than Josh Sweat. And I would go Mekhi Becton four. You know, it was a great story. I loved seeing his face, his emotion on the field after that game when it's like he was just stuck with the Jets for the first part of his career. And, you know, it's kind of like a lesser degree to the Saquon where you kind of don't know what it's like to play in these big games and be a part of a team like this. So that was a great story. At the same time, you can't pay everyone. And I feel like you have Tyler Steen, you can draft. It's one spot on the offensive line. So that's probably how I would rank them.
All right, Shield. Well, a successful season for us, for you, and for the Eagles. Yeah. So let's do it again next year, if you would.
All right, guys. It was a lot of fun. I'm sure we will talk again at some point in the offseason. Everyone, have fun at the parade, and we'll be talking free agency and draft before you know it.
That's right.
All right, Shield. Thanks so much. There is Shield Kapadia of The Ringer.
By the way, Milton Williams speaking at his locker.
Yes.
He said, obviously, I won a raise while wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie.
These guys. You got Sweat with Rosenhaus saying that his meeting with Rosenhaus was the best day of his life. Milton Williams wants a raise as wearing a Clutch hoodie. Oh, boy. Well, oh, man.
I tell you, I feel Milton's going to get paid.
Yes.
Because he's 25 years old, and somebody can pay him as a starter, whereas the Eagles would pay him as a rotational player. Right? Like, somebody could actually pay him as a starting defensive tackle.
And the Eagles are probably more interested in paying Jordan Davis, right? Because you can only pay one of those guys, you would think. If you're going to pay Milton Williams, you probably have to let Jordan Davis go.
Yeah, he's got his option year here, right? Isn't that where Jordan Davis is?
Yeah, are they the same draft?
No, I don't think so. I think Milton Williams was a year before.
A year before Jordan Davis.
That Milton Williams doesn't have an option, but Jordan Davis does.
Right.
So they could pick up his option, I guess.
Pick up his fifth year.
Yeah.
And you got to pay Jalen Carter. The Eagles think about who they have to pay down the road.
Yep. Because it's funny, like, my intuition is, well, Jordan Davis is a higher draft pick, and you could just have him there. But Milton Williams outsnapped Jordan Davis pretty significantly throughout the season, and that didn't change. I think that even grew as time went on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it has much to do with – it has more to do with Milton probably wants to be a starter and get paid starter money.
Yes.
Like if the Eagles are going to give him starter money,
yep,
then – and that's going to be – $20 million? You're not going to give a rotational tackle $20 million.
No, he would have to be the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and if he has Clutch Sports, Clutch is going to want to like put him out there as this is a young premier defensive tackle who can be the anchor of your defense.
Okay, I want to send a note out to other NFL teams. I want Milton Williams to get paid, but I just want to say, like, sometimes you see a guy in a smaller role like Bryce Huff, and you want to give him a bigger role.
It's true.
So maybe you don't want to sign Milton Williams. Maybe you just want to let him stay here.
Same thing with Becton. Like, Becton's probably better staying here.
Yes. Do you think somebody would give him a shot as a tackle?
No, I would not put him at tackle. Okay. Too big, his feet is not quick enough. That's why I don't think he played well at the tackle position. And if he's not going to get – see, I wonder if the Eagles can give him a structured contract to where he's not getting Landon Dickerson money. I mean, he wasn't all pro or pro bowler.
Nope.
Right? And then some teams are going to be, okay, did he just shine in that system with those guys?
Next to those guys.
Next to those guys? Or do I want to bring him in? Like, because if I'm the Chiefs, I'm trying to get Mekhi Becton. Like, the Chiefs need all kind of offensive line help.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those, or the Cowboys, like, if you're one of those teams, are you paying him, like, premier free agent money to come and be your starting guard?
I hope.
I think he's a better guard than tackle.
And I think Mekhi Becton, now look, the contract is a huge difference. That you know, if one team's offering you $100 million, another team's offering you $35, you take the $100 million. But Mekhi Becton, you could just like Saquon,
yep,
because they were playing in the same stadium, two different teams, and both high draft picks that, you know, different situations. But Mekhi Becton looked like he really appreciated being here.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys who was crying after the game and saw, like, hopefully. He thinks in his head, if there's a little bit of a difference, I think he would stay here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think he would stay here.
Mailata talked at his locker today about, like, pleading with Howie to re-sign Mekhi Becton.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. That's a close unit. It's a close unit. And you need that type of stuff. You want your other line mates to be like, yeah, we need to bring this guy back.
Yes.
We need to bring this guy back. So, but I think they can get Becton for a team-friendly price.
Right.
Sweaty. I don't know.
He's getting paid. Yeah. I don't know. They're
at least that's
pay
what he
him.
Hopes to get paid. Yeah. I just you wonder what other teams think of your players.
Right.
Are we happy if Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunter are the starters next week one?
See, I don't know that. Yeah. Jalen Hunter's probably gonna need to put on 20 pounds just to hold up.
Yeah. Flashed.
Yeah.
Made the 58
proud. It's easy to flash when you only play 15 snaps a game.
Yeah.
That's different when you got to play 40 snaps a game.
I think they need another guy. Yeah.
Guy like Myles Garrett?
Well, I wouldn't mind that at all. Wouldn't mind that at all.
One more year, BG?
Yep.
Hey.
Could do that too.
Might wind up doing one more year, BG.
Yep.
We're doing one more year, BG.
Another retirement tour.
He looks great.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Just tell the truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Who surprised you the most this year? And you got to be honest about it. Mike and Aston, you're on WIP.
Hey, great to hear you guys. First off, I've been an Eagles fan since 1980. Been through the worst. I still have a Mike Mamula jersey, if that gives you an idea how diehard I am.
Nice.
Secondly, for me, I know you're looking for one, but to me it's the quarterback.
Of course you're looking for more than one.
It's Mitchell. And it's Coop. I mean, rookies generally don't make that big of an impact their first year, and they didn't play like rookies. They played like seasoned veterans. They played without fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's Fangio's responsibility or if it's, you know, they're coaching from wherever they came from first, I mean, they were lockdown corners, which last year Eagles couldn't defend anything in the secondary, and this year their secondary was probably one of the best.
Yeah.
So to me, it's the biggest and most pleasant surprise were the cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitchell, Thank you for the call, Mike. Unless you're watching MAC conference football games, I don't know if anybody really knew much about Quinyon Mitchell playing out there at Toledo. And I certainly didn't think he would be able to get acclimated to the NFL game as fast as he was able to do it. I mean, it was the first game of the season. It was the first game. They're trying to go deep against him with the Watson kid out there in Green Bay. And he's like, no, that ain't happening.
Right.
So, and he's played with supreme confidence from the time he's got on the field. early. So I definitely was surprised by him. Coop, I'm not as surprised by, because I was actually higher on Cooper coming out than because I didn't know much about Quinyon Mitchell.
Did Gene play on the outside?
In college,
So credit to the Eagles, too, for figuring out that's not really your best
where
spot.
Where he's best suited,
Because I think that had a lot to do with his success, is putting him in that position.
And the defense took off when he got in that role.
Maddox came off the field and Gene came on.
Yeah, the defense took off. So, yeah, corners, man. Damn good. We couldn't draft a corner for 25 years.
We got two in one draft.
Man, it's pretty good.
Yeah. And Jack was mentioning yesterday, did you say they needed a safety? Was it you that was talking about them needing a safety?
Probably not.
It was a caller.
Jalix Hunt. He was safety 2 years ago.
Well, we're not getting rid of Reed. And we're not getting rid of CJGJ.
Right. Yeah. So there's no room for
nowhere
safety.
To play a guy.
But if we need one, Hunt. Jalix, hold on that 20 pounds. We might need you to stay.
Might need you to, as a rover. Yeah. You might have to play all over the place.
Yeah. So coming up next, there's still mystery as to who the Eagles are playing in week one. Hmm. Adam Schefter has an idea.
Schefty.
But Amon-Ra St. Brown also has an idea. So we will discuss that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Might have to keep this one for a little while.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping
I think,
so.
Yeah.
That's our championship song.
I think that's the move.
I mean, we got to go all the way at least to banner night.
Is Blow the Whistle the championship song or is it this song?
No offense.
To Gilly?
I'm taking DMX.
Take DMX?
Yeah.
I mean, well, this is the actual song they came out to.
Yeah,
Blow the Whistle is the celebration song.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
One is the run through a wall. The other one's party till you drop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like, what was the Philly song?
Dancing on my own.
Yes.
I always want to say Dancing with the Stars.
No, it was a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't come running out onto the field and just dancing on my own. I don't know that would have worked.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the town would be geeked up for it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to Del Frisco's who delivered lunch for everybody here today. I obviously did not
partake. You enjoyed that steak, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't for me, but everybody else seemed like they enjoyed it.
Well, Giglio even got in there, Mr. Fraud himself.
Yeah,
he was in there.
He did. You can celebrate the parade at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse at 15th and Chestnut. Doors open tomorrow at 1. They have a featured Bird's Victory VIP Martini, and they'll have their full menu available, and the parade will be on all their TVs. So you can hang out, you can make a reservation, and they still have some availability for Sunday for a belated Valentine's Day. So maybe you're going to the parade, you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day on Sunday, so you can make your reservations there. So
meat was tender.
There you go. You got to grab that?
Sure was.
I wasn't even talking during it. It's very...
He was looking at you the whole time, waiting for you to stop talking so he could shoehorn in his meat comment.
Yep. And then complain when you use it. You're like, oh, why do I have the ones that are always like that?
Well, he likes the meat drops.
He does. He loves them.
Yeah, but my problem is my board is only meat. I might have to start a whole another drop board just for meat.
A meat section.
Yeah.
We might have to do a show after the show every day with all the meat references. So I know we're not allowed to think about next year yet, right?
I know we're still basking.
But some are talking about who the Eagles will open up against Thursday night. Of course, they as champions will open up Thursday night football. Adam Schefter has a theory.
They're going to open the NFL season in 2025 at home. And here are the exact possibilities. The Commanders, interesting. The Cowboys, not bad. The Giants, the division foes. Then we have the Bears, Lions, Raiders, Rams, and Broncos. Now, this is interesting. The Broncos would be a compelling matchup that came on this year. But I don't think the league will go that way. The Rams would be an NFC championship game rematch. I don't know. League could opt for that. Don't think it will. The Raiders, Pete Carroll's first game, probably not good enough to put on Thursday night. Not what the league is looking for. The Lions would be compelling, but I also could see the league saving that game for one of its prime time sweep ratings weeks where they need to get the big numbers.
Right.
And so we had the division opponents, always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener.
So
why?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, the star wide receiver of the Lions, had a request.
But that was 2 years ago. You played week one.
Right? Yeah.
2 years ago.
They probably take the Lions, honestly, I feel like.
They have to. If they don't, I mean, or Commanders. But really, Lions. Like, and you could really see what would happen in the NFC Championship. Not really, but like.
Yeah, with a healthy defense.
Yeah.
Their team's not going to change much. I mean, it might change a little, but.
But your team wasn't healthy. That's the thing. That's part of the game. Like, you need.
But I'm saying, you would see what like our healthy defense, how that operates.
So, Amon-Ra St. Brown wants it to be the Lions. Mm-hmm. What is your preference in that one?
Lions or Commanders?
Not Bears.
No, I don't know. Why would I want the Bears?
Well. Here's my thought on it.
Yeah.
The beginning of the season, we're still working stuff out.
Well, when I wanted Carolina last year in San Paulo, nobody wanted to go for that. And, I wanted the Carolina Panthers last year to get us an easy win to get us started.
The Bears have a new head, right? They have Ben Johnson,
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Caleb Williams is a draw. He's certainly not a draw over Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I'm just a little worried about... I'm already worried about the first game next year.
It's so far away.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're worried about losing the game. I'm worried about the matchup being exciting.
Give me the Lions. After,
I take the Lions.
After Amon Ra's comment there?
Yeah. I take the Lions. We get them coming out of coming off the offseason. Got plenty of time to prepare for them. Because you certainly are going to get them in a primetime game. So it's either going to be a Sunday night game or a Monday night game here when we do play the Lions.
Yep.
It won't be a 1 o'clock game.
It'll be
a Sunday night game or something. So to start the season off, I'm okay with the Lions. The Lions have enough pizzazz there.
Sure. And what he said there, they can preview it as, hey, this could have been the NFC Championship game. The Lions were the best team in the NFC last year, even though they weren't. But we all, for a while, they were.
They were,
sure.
They had the best record in the regular season. I totally agree. Yeah, I guess you may not want a divisional game the first game of the season.
Hey, you want to play those all in the last month somehow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But I'm just saying, for me, I think Jaden Daniels in Washington is going to be one of those hot teams that are on national TV a lot next year. They need more. Like, they wanted to sell us Caleb Williams. You got to play well in order for people to want to watch you. I just don't know how many people want to watch the Bears.
I don't know if I want that revenge game after beating him 55-23.
Oh, Washington?
Yeah.
You're still worried about losing the game.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, who cares?
We're not losing on banner. And even if we do, we just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Make it till week 9 when we start worrying
at
all.
I'm going to drive both of y'all crazy.
Yeah.
Because we just won the Super Bowl is going to be my motto.
Yep.
I don't care. We just won the Super Bowl.
Dude, they could trade A.J. Brown in 2 weeks, and I could be like, listen, I see it. They just won the Super Bowl. Trust it, Howie.
Yeah,
what do you want
trust
me to
Howie.
Say?
Trust Howie. We got to do an Ike Trust Howie t-shirt that he's going to hand out to everyone. We'll see it everywhere.
Trust Howie, man. He knows what he's doing, man.
Oh, it's going to give me such a headache.
Even when he doesn't know what he's doing, it seems to work out, right? Yep. It does seem to work out all the time.
It does, one way or another. Somehow the Bryce Huff thing is just like a...
And Devin White.
And Devin White, yeah. Who surprised you most with the Eagles this year? That's what we're talking about. It has to be a person. It has to be a player or a coach. Can't just say the defense. 215-592-9494. Anthony at Haddonfield, you're on WIP. Anthony.
Ant-Man.
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes.
What's up, brother?
All right. Same stuff, man. Just first-time caller, actually. I've tried like 5 times, but... never either I lose the call or blah, blah. But anyway,
it's
Jack Vaughn. I agree with Ike.
Zach Vaughn surprised you the most.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl. Man, I'm still like just off the edge. You know, it's
you went to the game.
How about that? How about that? Now, was that something you had planned before the year? When the Eagles made it, you went and you planned the trip then. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I planned it last minute, like the last week.
Wow.
I just said, you know, I never went to one, and it's like a once-in-a-lifetimer, you know.
Did you go by yourself?
A friend of mine said, yo, I'll go. Then he bailed. So then I talked my daughter and son-in-law to coming in, and my wife had to do the babysitting.
Oh, there you go.
Then surprised by my other daughter and her boyfriend showed up. They didn't even tell me. So
There you go. And you waited on buying tickets a little bit, so maybe they're a little cheaper than if you bought them right away.
I actually bought the tickets. You know, I went to the tailgate thing with Bo Allen and Selleck, and I was looking there like 2 in the afternoon. And then
You still didn't have tickets at 2 in the afternoon?
No. I wanted to go up to the office and buy them, but you couldn't get on the site unless you had a ticket. You know, it was so much security and, you know, it was wild, you know. And then I bought them right there off of StubHub.
There you go.
You know, there were some cheaper ones, but I wanted to be at midfield, and I was right above the camera people and all. So,
okay,
you know, I was in 640, I think row 10. So it was beautiful view, but you know, just to watch that game and all the sacks and the interceptions and unbelievable, you know, once in a lifetime, like I said, you know.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick, you said you'd never been to a Super Bowl, and that's why you wanted to go. And thank you so much for the call, Anthony. Picking this one Man, you hit the Super Bowl lottery with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good one.
That was a good one. And the way they won the game.
And
it was stress-free. Yeah, and the town you were in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't you wish it was a little bit more stressful?
No.
No, I'm good.
No, that was awesome. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Dude, I was even stressed in this game until it was 34.
Yeah, you know, 34. He was stressed. It was 34-0.
34 is when I was okay. 24, I was stressed.
Yeah.
Because I do the, if they score in this opening drive, this is a whole different game. They're down 10 in every Super Bowl. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. One-stop shopping at Mark's. Chocolates and flowers included with your qualifying purchase, marks-jewelers.com. It is the same question. Who are you most surprised by? Now, Iceman on Twitter said, I was a huge Fangio skeptic, and man, he proved me wrong. I didn't know there were any Fangio skeptics.
A little bit, because we heard reports coming out of Miami.
Oh, right. They didn't like him.
Yeah, so we didn't know exactly what to expect.
Yeah.
Then it was the one comment where Howie was like, well, Vic thinks he does, yeah, or something like that,
right,
at the combine or something.
Yeah, yeah. USA in draft picks.
Yeah, so now we're like, hold on, is there issues here? Is this a problem?
And then Vic, I mean, he was so honest in his press conferences. We're talking about Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
Today he can't play against the run, but we'll see. Like, it changes. And Elliott was trying to run Vic Fangio out of town early.
Definitely was, all because he had...
Oh, because of Bryce Huff and Devin White.
Make sure that's
Devin
factored
White.
In on Eagles Insider of the Year.
You know, I completely forgot about
Thank
that.
You.
Oh, yeah. We didn't forget about that.
He insisted that they should be playing Devin White and they should be playing Bryce Huff more. He insisted it.
I don't remember.
Everybody giving him likes on Twitter. And he wanted him to take a guard rather than Quinyon Mitchell.
And he picked the Chiefs.
He didn't pick the Chiefs. Now, that's unfair. He did say the Chiefs were a better team, though.
Even that's fireable.
Elliott was doing personal interviews with Bryce Huff and Devin White for 3 weeks straight.
He was.
Yes, he was the only one talking to him.
Yes.
Trying to get their side of the story. Yeah. Like,
are you sure you don't want to play special teams? I mean, you would if they asked you, though, right?
Trying to run Vic out of town, man.
Right? I mean, the Kobe team is always hurt, right?
Oh, man, that was funny, man. Bryce Huff is not playing.
He's your highest paid free agent. You might as well let him go out there and play.
Yep.
Well, he was watching the snap count, man. Yeah, that's got to be deducted off of it somewhere. Yep.
That's a good point. He's down
bring
to three.
That up at 4:30. 4:30, we're going to have him on to recap the lock cleanout day.
Yeah.
We need to break down some of his antics this year.
The little Twitter fingers. Elliott, Twitter fingers.
He is Twitter fingers right now.
You know, the Fangio thing, you had mentioned, I think, halfway through the year, that his way... This is a great situation for his way, because you had two kinds of players.
Mm-hmm.
You had players who failed last year, and young players who are moldable, just came out of college.
Yep.
Right? And they're used to being coached hard. Most college players are.
Yep.
And then the ones who failed last year, and you had guys like Zach Bond on a one-year deal,
mm-hmm.
you know? So this was really a great situation for him. And, you know, guys like him eventually wear out their welcome.
That's what I was
going
to say. We'll see how long it works.
Yeah. It's, you know,
normally a 3-year window until you start to be like,
Yeah. It's like Laviolette, you know, at the Flyers. Sorry to bring it back to Elliott. Also is anti-Saquon. Want that on the record.
Oh, was he?
Was he?
Yeah, he did not want to pay a running back. Come on.
Oh, you know, he was so anti whatever we were doing.
Yeah, he was.
He was going the other way. That's why he went with the guard, too. That's why he did the guard thing in the draft.
We might have to drop him out of the insider rankings for being wrong on all these things. So when you're liking one of those tweets about Jalen Hurts, I want you to, he didn't want Saquon. He wanted to play Bryce Huff and Devin White. And he didn't want Quinyon Mitchell.
And by the way,
when they drafted Quinyon Mitchell, he said he would have taken a different cornerback, too.
He
wanted a different cornerback.
Now, so did Ike, but.
Hold on. I wanted Cooper.
You did want Coop.
Yes.
We give you points for Coop.
Yep. Well, yeah. I did have the Bama corner. He went to Detroit.
Yes.
Armstead, right?
Darren Armstead,
yeah.
Arnold.
Yeah. Whatever his name is, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Not our guy.
I know Quinyonimo Bay.
That's right.
Who won a Super Bowl? Not that guy.
Bad offseason for Elliott. Heated up throughout the season. We'll break it all down at 4:30.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, let's see how Rios is feeling. How are you feeling, buddy?
Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's going on with you?
Oh, yeah, you sound a lot better today.
Yeah, dude. Now, Rios, you know I respect you and I love you. Man, when we heard you on the way back from New Orleans, that was not – that was a Rios who had given his all
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans sounded like they got the best of you.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. Hey, look, I enjoy every minute of it. I'm not going to say it got the best of me. There's some things I can't put on there, but I definitely got a lot of love down there.
Okay, point taken.
Yep. We got you.
What was that thing that I said that, you know, and something to always remember? Like, I was, you know, in my speech, I called us, we're going to be soul robbers. We're going to rob they soul, which what we did. Yeah, I got my soul robbed down, you know, in New Orleans. So anyway.
That hammer is real, for real.
Yep.
Duh. All right, so if I say, you know, I know y'all say one person.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody mentioned it because I've been off and on listening, taking care of some stuff. But my one person is CJ GJ.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. And by the way, Elliot didn't think it was a good idea bringing CJ GJ back.
I forgot about that one, too.
So just while we're on it.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do anybody really be taking Elliot seriously? Yeah.
I love Elliot.
Elio!
I love Elliot, too. But sometimes I just be like, I ignore it like that. All right, let me give you an example. There was a guy. So we were doing Eagle chants and stuff while we was at this restaurant. And me, you know, I'm very serious about my squad. So, but I could talk junk back and forth, right? But there was this one guy. He went to my best friend. He was, you could tell he was a sucker. He was a softy, right? But he was like, oh, man, bleep the Eagles, but I like Saquon. I immediately turned my face. And the reason why I turned my face to ignore it, because they already know, like my best friend already know that I would have choked the crap out of him because he literally came and said, F the Eagles. But what, like, no, you could have came up and said, I didn't like the Eagles, whatever. But, you know, he's a softy, a sucker. But anyway, speaking of, I don't even know where was my point for that.
Oh, CJ GJ. And he feels like a Rios kind of player, actually.
Oh, for sure.
Bro, and this one I say, it ain't like a surprise. All of y'all understand. Look at when we had CJ GJ before we let him go to Detroit. Think of even just the Super Bowl, the freaking attitude. He came and will bring the pain on you. One of the smallest guys on defense. He came to bring the pain in that attitude. Regardless of whatever it is, he's a young man who's going to talk his trash and pump people up. And literally, we got him back, and that's what we got. The spark. No matter what, you could get pissed off because it's still whatever that Commander's game when they, you know, for talking trash, they threw him out, whatever it is. That, man, we needed that, man. We needed every minute of something like that. And that's why, you know, I and everybody, I always say it, we're not a pretty. We're ugly, man. Play ugly. It ain't trying to be pretty, dog. Yeah. Y'all lost. Y'all wanted to be pretty then. Got ugly, and look what we've done. And there's people talk about the worst Super Bowl ever and this and that. You's a freaking hater because we stood a moho in they ass. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The young boys. You got, let me tell you something. I'm going to call y'all, I'm going to call this, and I'm going to put it here right on the air. These young boys are throwback young boys. They throwback. They on the street. They on the street playing till the pole lights turn on. These were some young throwback youngins, you know what I mean? That played their butt off and didn't care. You ain't got to respect nobody on that team until after the freaking game. You know, and then people talk about Taylor Swift getting booed. Who gives a damn? You're a celebrity. You take the good and the bad. You want to play both sides? You want to be a flip-flopper? Well, that's what you're going to get. It is what it is. As long as nobody doing stuff that is unnecessary violence, that I will call. As long as that ain't going on, so the freak what? I bet you Jason Kelsey's wife, she wasn't going to change on nothing. Huh? She wasn't going to change on nothing, I bet. And anybody who's rocking with Philly, we ain't changing on nothing. My son could play for another team. If he played for the Cowboys, I'm like, yo, I hope we bust y'all, you know, ass and everything. But, you know what I mean?
Not if he paying your mortgage, you ain't going to say that.
Say again?
If he paying your mortgage, you ain't going to say that.
If he paying my mortgage, whatever, I'd be like, look, you know what? That's for all the child support and everything. You owe me anyway.
That's a good point. I mean? He does owe you.
I actually believe you would say that, Rios. I believe you.
Gentlemen, I try to be the truest as it is. That's just who I am. Like, look, Barry Sanders' dad did it. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's just love. My son will always know, yo, my dad ain't going to change when it comes to them Philadelphia Eagles. I drove up there. I gave up the body up there, literally.
Yep.
And, you know what I mean? Like, dog, like, this was all well worth it. So, and one more thing. And, yo, and speaking on, you know, because I text Jack. Y'all were speaking on music. If the Phillies want to keep doing
there it is. Thing, there it is, yeah.
The definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing. Let me tell you something. Y'all talked about the music. DMX, bust your head on the field, blow the whistle. We had fun because we bust y'all ass. There's nothing in Sucker on My Own that makes sense on either way. And if you want to keep playing that, then God bless you. You're not going to win anything.
You're not going to win
nothing. They retired it last year, and they lost in the first round.
Jack. They didn't retire none. They still had – and whatever the Phillies was doing, there was some sucker stuff in there. And it's up to you. You got to fix it, Jack.
That's right. You.
You got to fix it. Now, bring – I don't know, get your inner CJ GJ and fix it. Because, bro, and to the Phillies, Bryce Harper, and leaders, let me tell you something. Take a book on the Philadelphia Eagles. Them young boys didn't care. So I hope y'all could come out hungry, and we made y'all hungry. But if y'all want to play slap and tickle, God bless y'all. Gentlemen, I love y'all to death. Peace.
All right, Rios.
Rios.
CJGJ is a good one because that was a, you know, hurt a lot, seems like a lunatic. But
didn't get hurt this year, did he?
Nope.
I think he played every game.
He did. And they did need his energy.
Yeah.
He did steal a couple of interceptions from Quinyon Mitchell.
Well, yeah, he did.
He did do that.
He's like, you're a rookie. Yeah, you'll get more down the road.
Well, you do need players like that are on the edge, I think.
Oh, you got to have a couple of those out there.
Right. That are going to.
Especially on defense.
Defense and special teams.
Yeah.
Right? Both.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I held down the special teams. Dalt wasn't wrapped tight out there on the football field. Neither was Hugh Douglas. Jeremiah Charter was half wrapped tight. You know what I mean? Like, he had to be cerebral to some point, but he also was the middle linebacker.
Yep.
And he never stopped talking out there on the field. So, yeah, you had to have guys like that on the team, man. It's okay for everybody else to be sort of upstanding and good guys and all of that. But, yeah, you got to have a few roughnecks out there on the field, too.
Maybe this offseason we get another album from CJGJ. We got one right as the season started this year. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need another record, another album from CJGJ.
Something tells me you won't have to wait long before you get that. Yes.
Yeah, come on. Telling me? He's already
writing up songs about the championship, man. You know it.
He has to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind him spending his energy doing that.
Doing that? That's fine.
I don't mind that.
No.
He has to be able to release his that energy sometimes. So yeah, he's good.
Yeah, an artistic endeavor better than tweeting. I think it'll work
right,
out for you
better than tweeting.
Better. Like, I'd rather he make a record than do a Twitch stream. I'd rather he make an effort. I'd rather he make an album than do a podcast.
Right.
And I'd rather he make an album than tweet.
Does anybody now? Slay already has a podcast. But does anybody get a podcast?
Oh, who's most likely on the Eagles to start?
Dude, the offensive
podcast?
Line should all start one.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I guess
one.
We can trust them with a podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we could trust those guys.
Yeah, we could trust those guys. I'm trying.
I can't trust everybody with a podcast.
No, Mailata would be a good podcaster, I think.
Oh, and Dickerson.
Dickerson be a good podcaster.
He's going to be that's an underrated one to look out for tomorrow.
Oh, right, because he is a psychopath.
Yeah, Dickerson, right? We've heard him before games.
Yes, and he's big on violence, too. He could sound like Rios up there. Yes. Imagine Dickerson up there, and he goes, as Rios in North Philly says, I think we would all have a heart attack right at that
moment.
I think
Rios would tackle him.
Yeah, he's like, all right, everyone, what makes the grass grow? All million people screaming blood.
That'd be a good moment for the city.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, people would love that.
Yes, it would get us a great reputation. Speaking of great reputation, Mike Mayock has one. Mike has been with us since about the middle of the season when Mike Lombardi bailed on us.
Yep.
Yeah, how you like that, Mike Lombardi? We got a trophy.
Yep.
We're champions.
How you like that, buddy?
Yeah, we tell you.
Hope you enjoy your 6-5 North
ACC.
Carolina.
Yeah, when you go in the ACC.
Now they did offer Blunt Jr. today. LeGarrette Blunt Jr. today. So
UNC's
heating up.
It is.
Gonna get all his former players' kids.
Mike Mayock joins us next. Your calls as well. Who surprised you most this year with the Eagles? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.